Discerning the Way to Heaven. 3 years ago, Ever and I felt besieged by life. I had been in and out of the hospital for a year with life-threatening emergencies. And during that year, we also experienced the sudden loss of my dad and the loss of my job. Our five children were all still at home, and we knew that we urgently needed to discern our next step. We thought back to the days when we would go on long retreats to better hear the Lord's still, small voice. Now, in our home, Ever and I were surrounded by grief, uncertainty, and the clamor of constant needs. For so many families today, this experience of crisis upon crisis is normal. It seems impossible to find the narrow path to heaven when we are surrounded by illness, death, economic stability, and worse. How can authentic discernment take place amid so much exhaustion, anxiety, and brokenness? Before we answer that question, let's remember what discernment is for. The purpose of discernment is to prepare to live with God in heaven. And living with God means living in communion, because God's life is one of mutual giving between the Father and the Son, which brings about a creative, fruitful communion in the Holy Spirit. This is where we can all breathe a sigh of relief, because families are already much closer to heaven than we might think. The truth, hidden in plain sight, is that the family and the Holy Trinity share a stunning similarity. Both are a communion of persons by virtue of the love they share. Our families, made in the image of God, are icons of the Trinity. The Christian family, the Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches, is a communion of persons, a sign and image of the communion of the Father and the Son in the Holy Spirit. So rather than being distant, the dynamics of life in heaven already belong to every family. Discernment does not require an escape from family life, a sabbatical from marriage, or a time out from parenting. By being our very own image of God dwelling in our homes, our families are both our way to heaven and our present taste of it. If our families are both an image of divine communion and a path to grow in it, we must evaluate our choices according to this mystical reality. Of any decision our family faces, we can ask, will the likely result of this decision strengthen or weaken our communion? Each of us makes countless small decisions every day. Should I exercise now or help my son with his homework? Should I develop myself to be what I think God may be calling me to be, or is it time for me to serve my family? The principle of communion preserves a delicate tension between each person's development and his or her contribution to the family. If we make these small decisions faithfully, allocating our time prudently among persons and the common good, it will be easier to discern when we come to medium-sized decisions. And if we use the principle of communion at life's small and medium junctures, we will be ready when we arrive at big intersections, when we must decide whether to move to another town or take a new job, or how to take care of an elderly parent or a child who has just been released from rehab or prison. Discernment that leads to greater communion with God and others is an invitation that our Lord makes to every family today, even those who feel their life is crisis upon crisis. If it is true, as St. John Paul II said, that the future of humanity passes by way of the family, then the future will also pass by the way of each family's daily discernment as a little trinity, a communion of persons.